Hey creators, I'm Rebecca Flott and you're listening to the Artisan Soul Sessions. It's a little dose of inspiration inside for makers like you and me. Join to the world of creativity in the art of making. Today I have this amazing guest, part two, Jovan Boulder in the room today. We're so excited to actually be able to talk to you. Every time I talk to you, I feel like sunshine just follows you on me and just makes me so excited. And I know we have some amazing people in the room. Please type the state that you are listening to, because I know at least some of the people here are from Colorado. And I know in Colorado right now, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, thank you for being with us, Colorado.
Oh, yes. And then we have Orlando. Yeah, keep letting us know where are you listening from. But we're going to go ahead and jump into this conversation. First of all, I just want to say welcome, Jovan, for being here again.
Thank you.
Glad it is such an honor to have you. And this is part two. So if you missed the part one, you can go and listen to that. So you can actually like connect the dots, because I think part one, we talk a lot about foundation things. Today, mm-hmm. We're going to a different level of writing. You have been called to write a book, right?
Yeah, so, that's right.
So Jovan, one of the things that we left hanging in our last show was we got a question from this one amazing woman that she was talking about what it means to do like get a book deal. I think that was the question that she, what it means to get a book deal. What do you mean by that? That was the question we left hanging. And okay. If you can just introduce yourself for a little bit and just jump into what it means to have a book deal, I would love that.
Oh, absolutely. So my name, of course, is Jovan Boulder, and I am the founder and CEO of Emboldened Media Group. And we are a literary agency and publishing consulting firm. So we help, authors find great publishing deals, which I'm about to answer, mm-hmm. the question I'm about to answer. And we also support authors who want to publish independently. So we provide independent publishing services like editorial, graphic design, even writing. You know, some people need ghostwriting or collaborative writing. And we advise on things like social media, growing your social media platform. We don't necessarily take over and do that, but we advise and consult in those areas. And we also consult with publishers who are wanting to publish authors of color successfully. Mm-hmm. So we do some DEI work in that space. And that's pretty much who we are. I've been in publishing since 2003. I've worked in both the Christian publishing part of the industry as well as the general market as a children's book editor. So I've worked with both children's titles and adult titles, adult nonfiction. And of course, along those 20 years, I've also had the opportunity of working with fiction, nonfiction, and, you know, products for various audiences, book products for various audiences. So it's been outstanding. I am totally passionate about what I do, and I absolutely love it. And so when it comes to getting what is a book deal? A book deal means that you have gotten an offer from a publisher who wants to publish you, a traditional publisher. When we say traditional publishing, we're talking specifically about a publisher that pays you to write a book. So they may start with an advance on royalties, which means they're giving you money up front for royalties that you'll earn later. And they'll also continue to pay royalties to you once that advance has been recouped or returned mm-hmm. or earned back. And they'll keep paying you royalties for as long as your book sells. Mm-hmm. And there is no upfront money required from you. There is, of course, all kinds of, you know, commitments and work that you'll have to put in to help make the book successful. But as far as you, at the base of that, having to pay the publisher, you do not have to do that. They pay you. And so they offer you support, like editorial support, graphic design. They do marketing. They do publicity. Mm-hmm. They do, you know, all of the things that kind of help your book be published successfully.
Wow. That is amazing. So in that aspect, like how important it is for the author to find the right publisher, or do you support the independence? What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think you have to decide what's right for you. I absolutely love the autonomy and freedom of independent publishing. You know, there's the opportunity for you to be fully in charge of the, you know, aesthetic and, you know, of your cover, of your interior. You're fully in charge of what gets published in the book. You know, and you have a level, like I said, of creative control, which feels great for some people. Now, I think part of that is, you know, some people feel like, well, if I publish with a traditional publisher, they're going to help me. They're going to take, you know, they're going to take this farther than I could take it. They're going to, you know, do all the marketing for me and do all of this and that. But truthfully, because it's your message and your book, your passion, whether you publish independently or traditionally, there's still a level of stewardship and work that you have to do.
Yes.
You know, there's still a level of promotion that you have to do. There's still, you know, you still want to make sure you have an audience that wants to receive your message.
Right.
Because otherwise, whether you publish traditionally or independently, the book won't sell. So, I think really it, you know, as far as whether you should do one or the other, I will say that for traditional publishing, they typically are looking for authors who have large platforms. You know, they have a lot of people following them, a lot of people who are very invested in hearing from them. And large can be relative. So that's really frustrating for writers and people coming in to wanting to be published. You know, what exact numbers do I need to have, you know, on my social media? How many speaking engagements should I have? You know, all of that. You know, there are some ideas about what that can look like, you know, but, you know, specifics really depend on, again, the message, you know, your dynamic as a voice, as a influencer, as a leader,
right?
You know, as a creative, you know, and so they're looking at that and evaluating that, and they evaluate that in, you know, you have to prepare a book proposal. You should have an agent most of the time. My recommendation is to have an agent who is, you know, absolutely committed to advocating for you and negotiating on your behalf.
Yeah.
So that you can focus on the art.
The art,
the crafting of words. Yeah.
But it's interesting that you're saying this, because that also show that for you to do the book, you have to put some work on, you know, having that first step. Basically, you have to pick yourself first and put the work in before anybody picks you, correct? Is that kind of like...
You got it right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I see we have one amazing author here in the room, and thank you for everybody in the room that I love. But we have this amazing author in the room, Jamie. And Jamie is a great example of that, because she's an independent publisher, and she literally, you know, did a podcast that has been top chart in Apple for the last, you know, 3 days. And that's her putting the work, not just doing the book, but actually sharing the message. And I think that's kind of like what you're saying is like, hey, if you're looking into getting a deal, you're going to have to put the work in into that first. And that's really hard for authors to really understand that part, Jovan. Really hard.
It is. It is. And it's also, but I think that when we're going after something we're passionate about, it, you know, there are parts of everything that we go into, you know, things that we are passionate about. There are parts of it that we don't actually like, but they're absolutely necessary for us to be able to do what we want to do well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I'm working with, you know, clients and you know, creatives are advising in any way, I try to, you know, encourage them to reframe their relationship with sharing a message. You know, when we think about, our message and the people who will get it, you know, are you excited that they're going to get it? Do you want them to get it? Do you want to see them have, you know, a great experience or a great life or a transformation or become healthier, become whole, become whatever it is that you're, you know, promoting in your message? You know, if that's true, sharing it with them, you know, little bits in advance, encouraging them along the way through social media, through your, you know, content development, whatever that looks like, through blogging, through podcasting, whatever it is, you know, there should attach that same mission and excitement to all of that, that you are to your book. And then you make that, you know, that commitment to sharing it, you know, and building that audience and really serving people and helping them, you know, become their best selves or, you know, whatever it is that you're looking to do in the world. So yeah, it should really look a little bit more hopeful and exciting than, oh, I gotta, you know,
social media
again. I gotta be a video editor. I gotta learn how. I highly recommend that the way that you enjoy engaging, whatever platform is, every platform is not for everybody. I'm talking about social media platforms. Yeah. A lot of times, like, I don't think I'm going to do TikTok, you know, I'm probably not going to do TikTok, but I do love Instagram.
Right.
You know, and for a while back in the day, I loved Tumblr. Tumblr was exciting to me. Mm-hmm. I'm a very visual person. And so, you know, you have to find those ways of expression that are authentic to you and let it be consistent with it and let it grow, let it bring the right people into your world. And you start to build that community of those who really enjoy hearing what you have to share. And your attitude about it highly, you know, it matters. You know what I mean? Because you won't do it with excitement. You won't do it with love and empathy and, you know, all those things if you are having a bad attitude about connecting through social media. So, you know, that's some of, you know, that's sometimes how I'm coaching or consulting in that area, because I do know how hard it is for many of us who are creators, but we're fairly introverted, right? Mm-hmm. And we really just want to focus on our craft. We want to, you know, do whatever creative thing we're doing, but coming outside that and involving people, building community around it, you know, really can give wings to our passions and seeing them go forward.
Wow, that is amazing. Something that we're all learning. I am learning that as a creator myself, you know?
Yeah.
But like when I show up like in this lives, lately I've been show up in this lives, it gives me life to just have a, you know, an intentional time to talk about things that we are passionate about. And I bring my friends with me, because so many of my friends have the dream to write a book and to do beautiful things with the ideas that they have inside. It gives me life. But until you do it, you would not know what actually, how it feels, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a question here from Grace, okay? So here's what Grace is asking. What kinds of books and message the world is missing in your opinion?
Oh, I love that question. It's a hard one to answer, but I love it. You know, I think when we're thinking about what's missing, I often want to go to that, you know, quote that says, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. And sometimes I believe that, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think that we absolutely can bring new things into the world. However, you know, I think, you know, you want to think about what's special about what you have. It may not be that you're bringing something absolutely new, because, you know, for some of us creatives and artists, we kind of like new things, but generally speaking, people don't like new things. Wow. People don't like change. They don't like things to be ultra different. They don't want to, you know, so when we think about what's new or missing, we want to consider, you know, what can we add to the conversation? How can we bring a new perspective, something fresh, a new treatment, you know. And I think, you know, as we're looking at our world, you know, and this is where you really kind of maybe get a little contemplative and really kind of think about the world around you. What are we seeing in the news? What are we seeing people go through? What are decisions people are having to make? You know, what are people facing? And we can see that there are, you know, there are wars, you know, there's news and, you know, things that are disturbing. We just came out of a pandemic that shook us. You know, we don't, it upset so many lives, or we had to make different decisions. You know, we had to change the way we do things, you know, and they kind of, you know, we've been sort of disheveled and shifted around to where we're kind of figuring, we're almost starting at square one again. Like, who in the world am I in this new world? You know what I mean? Right. In this new experience, you know, how do I reestablish myself? How do I find a sure footing again? You know, or, you know, and some people are dealing with stress, anxiety, depression. We're seeing some things like that rise. So I want to encourage you when you're looking at the world to kind of say, what answers do I have for those things?
Wow.
And, you know, when I think about you, Rebecca, and how you engage with art and people, you have a way of healing people through your art. You know what I mean? Bringing peace, bringing a level of expression, bringing in some ways, a little bit of an escape, a respite from their everyday troubles. And so, you know, there's lots of ways that we can look at the work that we do, the messages that we have, and then to try to see what does that look like in a book. And then think about your own, what you need for right now. You know, what are you going through? Or what have you been through? What have you overcome? Right. What was helpful to you? We're really not that different from each other. And so some of the things that really brought you, you know, to another place where you felt better or whatever the case may be, you had an answer to a problem, you know, some of those same things can really, really help people.
I love that you said that. And it's almost like we can also write a message to our young self, right? Like, every time I think about anything that I create, I think about the little Rebecca.
Yes.
You know?
I love that idea. I actually have a client who is considering working on a book like that, where actually, well, you know what? She's writing. So what's interesting, you know, she's writing something to her older self, actually, you know, looking on at what she's accomplished. So, yeah, I mean, those are creative, interesting ways for us to, you know, put positive things out in the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Jovan, I love that we talk about, this is definitely a soul topic when we talk about what to choose to put it in the book and how to, what message or story that you want to share. It's just such a soul topic.
Yeah.
But I wanted to clear the air for those that don't understand what it means to have a agent, what it looks like, because even in the art world, you know, it was has agents and that exists, and I'm navigating this just now. But in the book world, what it means to have a literally agent, you know, what did that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm starting to use this definition now because I feel like some people are more familiar with, like you said, with other fields, like the sports world, there are sports agents. You'll see like a sports agent go out and what they call scout new talent, new athletes and things like that.
Right.
And they sign them to representation deals. So in other words, it's very similar in publishing. So a literary agent acquires or scouts new talent, new voices, and sometimes existing voices that may want different representation or maybe making a shift in their literary careers and want to go to a different place or want to go to another level. And so a literary agent signs a representation agreement with these, you know, talents and voices and looks for, helps them find publishing deals, you know? Wow. So they will take their book proposal. And a lot of times agents are going to work with you to help develop your book proposal in a way that publishers will say yes and give great offers.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so they do all of that work, and it's commission-based work. So agents are typically going to be paid 15% of your advance and royalties for the lifetime of that contract that they negotiate on your behalf.
I did not know that. I did not know that. Oh, I want to cry. This is wonderful news.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's very hard work. Yes. And so you may run across agents who feel like hustlers a little bit because they have to eat. They have to eat off of that.
Yes.
However, you want to find the agent who is absolutely in love with you and your message. It's not that you're going to have, you know, all the touchy feelies. Agents are not necessarily your, you know, best friend or brothers or sisters or sibling, you know, that kind of thing. It's not that close, but it's a business relationship where they really do need to be as passionate about your message as you are. They need to feel and understand where you're coming from, you know, and so they take that same energy when they go out to pitch your ideas to editors and publishers. You know, you want to make sure if you're looking for an agent, you want to make sure that you're looking for one who does represent what you're writing. So you do need to know what you're writing. You do need to have a book proposal ready. And you actually have, if you're approaching an agent, so sometimes agents are doing the scouting, they may reach out to you. But other times, a lot of times, authors are looking for agents.
Yes.
And so that process looks like you writing them a query letter. If they're open to submissions and if they're representing projects that are like yours, and if they like your query, they're going to ask you for a book proposal. So have it ready. For nonfiction, you need to have 1 to 3 sample chapters included with your book proposal. You can Google book proposals, by the way, and find book proposal templates online. It should not be too difficult, I don't think. And then for fiction or memoir, you want to have the full manuscript completed and edited. It needs to be clean and ready to go when you're pitching your book proposal to agents, because they'll get your query letter. They'll say, oh, yeah, I would love to see, you know, the first 3 chapters, your book proposal, the first 3 chapters, if they're talking about a memoir or a fiction or novel.
Right.
But then if they like the 3 chapters, they're going to ask for the whole thing. So have everything ready.
Okay.
So yeah.
Do the author needs to have a some kind of form signed before they send the whole book?
No. Okay. No one's, I mean, I have had that happen because people are not quite comfortable. They think someone is going to steal their idea. Mm-hmm. So the thing about ideas is that they come with all due respect to all of us who are just ideas motivated. Ideas come a dime a dozen. We have them so much, right? And somebody may have a similar concept or an idea as yours, but they're not going to be able to execute it like you do, right?
That's so hard. Yes.
You can't, first of all, anything that we capture in any form is already covered by copyright, you know?
That's right. I knew that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anytime you paint something, record something, and it's yours, you write it down. I mean, you can write it on a piece of paper. It's already covered by copyright. So, I mean, in publishing, we're not stealing whole books, you know, and all of that. Titles are not copyrightable. I just made up that word. Copyrightable is not a word, but anyway, you cannot copyright a title. You can't, you know, trade. You could trademark a concept, but you'd have to work with a trademark attorney to get all those categories right. So if somebody has your title, they have your title. I'm so sorry. You can't copyright them. There, if you look on Amazon right now, there are books that have the same title. But they're executed differently. They're coming from a different perspective, you know.
Right.
So don't worry about your ideas being stolen so much as, you know, definitely making sure that you're, you know, working through the agent's query process and following directions, you know, as they like to receive.
And I just want to say thank you for saying this, because in the art world, in the creator world, this is a number one fear that people have, right? And sometimes they don't share or they hold it back just because of the fear of losing it.
Yeah.
And I learned myself, like, no, let it go and let it God, you know? Yep. I'm glad that you are saying this and you're make it clear so we understand that part.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Javon, so we have 1 minute here. I love our conversations. You are so life-giving. How can people connect with you?
So Embolden Media Group is my company, is the literary agency. We are not currently open to queries, but we will be opening soon. So I would love for you to follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Threads, and even on X if you want to. We don't do a whole lot of posting there anymore, but you're more than welcome to follow us there. And we will be making an announcement when we open to queries. So Embolden Media Group everywhere. And then we also, our website is going to have more information about the types of books and things that we're interested in representing. And then you can follow me, of course, Javon Bolden, JevonBolden, pretty much everywhere as well. I'm blessed to have a name that everyone doesn't have. So it'll most likely be me, and I'll be everywhere. And then I want to just encourage you, if you're looking for a literary agent, I do have a link in my bio on Instagram to an article that I wrote that should be helpful to you. There's a writer's marketplace book that has every agent in it, every active agent. You can get that from Amazon. You can use resources like Publishers Marketplace. They do have a free access there. And then also, if you're a Christian or faith-based writer or creative, you can also use Christian Market Guide.
Christian Writer's Market Guide.
Yeah, wow, and that's on Amazon as well.
Okay, so this is our book format. Is that what it is?
Yes, they are books. They are books, and they're updated every year. And you can either you could purchase the hard copy book, or you can download the ebook version.
Oh, that makes it easy. That's beautiful, and this is such a generous information that you're giving us.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. This information it can literally be a key to unlock a lot of things in your lives. Just listening well here. So wonderful, Javon. I am so grateful. Have an amazing day. Thank you again for sharing and being generous with all the people that love you and love what you have to do, what you're doing. And I appreciate you supporting all the dreamers in the room and the people there. The authors and giving everyone, you know, support for their voices. Thank you again for being here.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I absolutely enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this show. And don't forget, we are live stream every Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m. I hope you guys have a peaceful, amazing day. Go get that job done. Go be productive. And I'll talk to you soon. Be at peace.